basically mushrooms.
Drop off the Wi-Fi, figure out what's going on, start playing again.
And you can't get hit, because if you get hit, then you're not going to be able to survive the... touching those, what do you even call those flowers? I don't know.
I don't know what they're called either. Oh, it's so sunny out here. It's crazy. Ah! I'm wearing sunglasses and it still sucks. Probably doesn't help that I slept like fucking garbage last night.
All right, well, one thing to notice, you can run into them with your head.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm gonna have to keep my Wii U on for 24 hours. I gotta play this level again. I'm not gonna try and get to that checkpoint.
I don't think you can change the power settings on a Wii U without quitting the game, so I don't think he'll have a way to save that checkpoint. My Wii U shuts off after an hour.
Slow again. In my head, this happens every once in a while after a session like that. Wiggles, can I pay you a dollar to start on this side of the screen? Go under, Patrick. So just once you've made it through the first two waves, just stick under the octopi. You'll be fine. Missed it.
Yep, that was
missed
him.
Missed it. That's the opposite of getting it.
Not it's making the jump it. From the Wiggler to the ice block, I'm guessing.
Mr. Wiggles. The older
lady in the car behind me looks a little bit like Dusty Rhodes. It's kind of unsettling.
Shoot. You can recover. We're good.
Alright, so he has the helmet. His switch block, and he needs to fucking hustle. He died on the...
That is... Unfortunate.
Died on the turtle,
that is,
I'm guessing.
Not great.
It's probably that turtle. That turtle sucks. That turtle's in a fucked up spot. If I had a self-driving car, I could actually watch him do this, but such is life. Thank you.
not esports. Patrick, channel the esports. Feel the esports within you.
Gross.
May the esports be with you.
That's not gonna.
I get it.
No.
Because everyone's talking about Star Wars. Get it?
What is that? What is Star Wars?
Oh, that final hop. Well, that's the worst possible outcome. I almost said start over. Sports Awakens would be a pretty good t-shirt. Just hit jump like a human. Like a human that knows how to hit buttons.
Those jumps are not that hard. The turtle at the end of the jumps is hard, but it sounds like he's not making it to the turtle even. And the turtle at the end of those jumps is actually not that hard. It's...
I think I get nervous because it sometimes, depending on how you get hit, it appears you can lose momentum. But it's not that you lose momentum, it's just that you pause. So if you'll notice, right, so... But the pause creates a sense that you have lost momentum because... You sort of lose it intuitively in your fingers, but it's not that Mario himself actually loses momentum. So I think that's what I need to correct for in that little spot.
Yep, that part's frustrating. Especially because when you lose helmets, it doesn't stop. It only stops when you go from big to small. So both of those are in that level to mix it up and throw you off just a little bit. Just a little bit. Sound of the bullet bill launcher.
You want free stage?
On the other end of the stuff. He made it to the other end of that shit.
No!
I don't know what that was, but. Good.
Mr. Wiggles. We made some progress, Mr. Wiggles. Feels not that great. So I wanted to see what's in that pipe. I wanted to see what's in the pipe. Once it's been initiated, I think he'll take out the enemy. I don't know if that's for sure.
What he actually wants to do is go long because he can just land directly on the turtle.
The turtle at his right. At the most advantageous spot. You know, what you want to do is to have Mario fall on the left side of the platform.
No.
So that you can set up your jump.
That's what I was doing for a long time, and then I realized, oh, you just go hard into that, and then you catch him on the right side and kill him.
But it's tough, because your instinct at that exact moment is to jump. I need to try and spin instead. Or land further on the left-hand side.
No. You might be able to spin jump. I don't know. You might be able to spin jump up there. Fucking, I don't know.
But we are further refining our technique, which is to say, you can just run all the way through. So you don't have to worry about any hopping, no skipping, no jumping. Mario just books it.
Okay. You must have made it up there again.
Shoot. to make sure you hit the cannon.
He must be the pipe that really at the end of this chain that you go into. So.
The last jump off Mr. Wiggles. The way that gets me to the platform.
Okay. Seems like he's got that part down. Sounds like it anyway.
Come on!
I don't know. I don't know what killed
him. Come on! Oh, it's just coins. I love coins. Who doesn't love coins? Oh, I love coins. You love coins. You love coins.
Coins are cool.
I love you too, Jeff, but I know this is not the end of the stage. There's no way that pipe takes me through. You are a trickster. You are a liar.
And there are no more checkpoints.
I think actually the way you'd want to do it is to hide over to the left, jump onto the third one. But that does it for Mario Maker Mornings. Look at us. We made progress. We did it. Thanks to you. Thanks to you. Thanks to you. Thanks to you. Thanks to the people that subscribed to the channel today. If you subscribe to the channel, you get access to subscriber-only perks, like emotes of Dan Record's face, of my face, music note, and others coming soon this week. Also, there'll be subscriber-only perks, including, like, private video chats that we do with just people who subscribe to the channel and working out with all that. You'll get an email soon if you're a subscriber to the channel, in which we'll work out stuff that makes sense for everyone, some ideas that people are interested in. So if you want to be part of that, if you want to part of that to private chain, go ahead and support the channel below. Otherwise, you can find the archives at youtube.com/Patrick Klupik. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more of this. And also, let's hope my Wii U doesn't die, because it's going to stay on for the next 24 hours. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. See you later.
Yeah, I think by default it goes off after an hour. Or at least, yeah, that's what mine does. So, unless he's there tapping it, he's going to have to start over from the very beginning of that level. Progress. I bet he'll see pretty close to the end of the level tomorrow, if not finish it completely. what we got. Shit. 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 Okay, that word has completely lost meaning. I said it just enough times to where now it doesn't even sound like a word anymore.
Let's see what's on the radio.
Radio.
This Rev. So before we do this, I want to thank our guests that came by.
Today.
We want to thank DJ Digital Dave for coming by.
Excellent.
Our guest mixer out of Pittsburgh. Teresa Caputo from the Long Island Medium for coming by and just. You know, connect the folks with spirits.
Getting Kelly Emo.
And then the one and only Kurt Russell came by with Jennifer Jason Lee. We knew her from Single White Female, but they're both in the new movie directed and written by Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
The Hateful Eight.
And we'll be watching that today. Tomorrow's show, Eve Plum, a.k.a. Jan from the Brady Bunch, is coming by.
Marsha.
And Quentin Tarantino will be joining us tomorrow morning as well.
That's crazy.
We bought the world premiere Rev's new track, DJ Revolution, off the ATW recording label. It's called You Need to Stop. But before we do that, Heather, how can they reach you?
Hey, citizens, I'm doing the 12 holidays of Christmas. I'm doing the 12 days of happy hour with Heather B for the holidays. You can go to my Instagram at the happy hour with WHB. I'm premiering food and appetizer recipes for the next 12 days. So you can go there, hit me up. Let me know if you need any help as you entertain at home.
Tracy.
Citizens, find me on Twitter, Instagram, at it's Tracy, G-I-T-S, T-R-A-C-Y-G. And make sure you hit up my website, shesbeautyandthebeast.com, and listen to my audio vision boards.
Hey, Rev, Skyhook, if Heather got a hot 16, can she jump on a feature?
Yes.
No question. That's
good.
Come on.
Y'all hear Sway always trying to do it, Sky. You hear Sway always trying to do it. Sway always got a hot 16. Always. Songs written in the chamber, brat. Told you next year, brat. Ooh. What?
Dominique London, if you're listening, Big Sis has it ready to go. Let's
rock. Always.
Dominique London, okay. Rev, do the intro, and we're going to end the show with a world premiere. You'll be able to find it on swaysuniverse.com. Go ahead, Rev.
Yeah, so this is You Need to Stop. This is featuring my people out of Philly, St. Basil, Head Crack from the ATL, Mr. Man from New York City, myself, and I fashioned this as an ode to DJ Muggs. You know, this is about how it sounds, how Muggs made that sound in the 90s, man. This is what my version of what it would sound like if he was still doing it the same exact way with 2016 crazy talented spitters over it. This is You Need to Stop.
Sway in the Morning world premiere.
Sway in the Morning exclusive on Shade 45.
Talking that shit, you need to stop. Talking that shit, you need to stop. Shoe show is nice and massive, bar replaced strong with the timid skill.
It's hard to tell what's hip hop and what's not. Man, used to be rap BMC, unicorn at the horse show MVP. Shit sitcom now, NBC's Thursday night lineup. It's like their sign up. Sheets in the streets, who's giving these crazy beats? They're the lyrical equivalent of pressures and cleats. Going nowhere fast, trash. But you should have never gave you niggas computers. What have you been giving money to shooters? Your life ain't right if you're surrounded by shooters. I'm in the land where the clueless fool us. It's useless, they turn and go change the nooses. It's useless, I am now, selling out like the Sham Wow. Everybody milking it, kill a damn cow. Career day surrounded by lawyers and actors. What do you do?
I'm a rapper.
We have what you see, and nothing you hear. I just send that life on what they appear. Same business, second head crack now. Revolution's on the cut, bring it back now.
In the sense of the horn is crying. A third cross dressing and all of the above is lying. But all of y'all is dying to check out the latest jam from Steven from the Djangos. Great great grandson, another one claim a gunshot strap pass. As real as his honey's run flat pack ass. Got a lot of time, and you do anything to try and screw her. She don't know real and only love you when you lying to her. I do these little fantasies breed enjoyment. A boss with employees on unemployment. Your manager managed to catch a show, you gon' catch fish cause you called out sick. Which rap with? It's crack with some basil rush of passion and pride. But y'all is genuine, it's true shit, it's masculine style. Before cats racking up, it's your attraction to lie. So if I'm smiling in your face, it's cause I'm laughing inside.
Talking that shit, you need to stop.
Pink is dope. Pink is a rebel. And obviously she's super talented, so when the record got finished as far
yeah,
as
yeah, Pink
I
is dope.
Into it, I felt she could come in and just kill that chorus.
I just called her up and she did her thing.
Crank the shit cause it's a goddamn jam. It's just Shade 45.
Hey, Roma. Okay. You know, allow me. Bump California love on the west side. Thank God for the weed women in the sunshine. Don't hide, I'm sunset. Blowing pressure from the one time you get a contact. Catch your ass at the red light. Wanna run down sideways in a Hellcat. On some red flag. By the way, I never seen a better view, not in Malibu. Bunch of bad bitches naked in the swoop. Roll hit the way, crash plans phase in the living room. Crack, sound like a doggy style.
Get back to that place to smoke on that cow. Yeah.
rock the saddle. Back once more with the wall up in the store. Stress about a rip shit.
When she's
I, we keep this love in a photo.
Captivate. Blazing up this freeway, down this freeway even, at 8 miles an hour. Really just fucking knocking it out. Like, traffic is worse this week. I would have thought it would at least been a little bit better, but fuck, man. It's like poop from a butt out here.
Dry break after relentless rainfall in the Pacific Northwest. That's a good story to tell. Cold air is settling in here, and so the snow that does come through as we head throughout the next 48 hours will be allowed to stick around for quite some time. So heavy snowfall moving into the plains, especially western Nebraska, all the way through South Dakota, into North Dakota. We're getting that heavy snow, and that's pretty much where it's going to stay as we head throughout the day. Then as we head throughout the overnight hours, that snow, you're looking for the blue here on your Futurecast model, will start to shift to the east into the Midwest over the Great Lakes as we head throughout tomorrow morning. And still, though, tomorrow morning, we're getting that heavy snowfall over the high plains. We take you into Wednesday morning. By mid-morning, a lot of that snow starts to lift to the north, starting to get a little bit of break at that point for Nebraska. And then as we head throughout your Thursday, a lot of that snow will end up in Canada. So here's what we're projecting as far as totals go, because this is a lot of snow to come in over a short duration of time. 9 to 15 inches, certainly possible through the high and mid plains. Otherwise, we're looking towards about 1 to 3 inches, even for Illinois and Iowa, as we get through the next few days. Overall, though, that heavy snowfall over the western high and mid plains and the northern corn belt as well may stress the livestock in the area. So one thing that you can do is feed your livestock late at night. That way the energy will actually peak about 3 hours after they eat. That's one helpful tip. Just keep in mind it's going to be very cold as we head throughout the next couple days across the western United States, all the way through the Midwest and much of the Great Lakes. Otherwise, unseasonably mild conditions will persist yet again. Again, for the southeast, 70s and 80s on the way to the Gulf Coast states, and temperatures in Florida hitting the 90s in some locations. So very unusual to be at these levels this time of year. But this is the final day that cold air will continue to seep to the south as we head throughout your Wednesday. Overall, staying mostly dry on Wednesday for the
nice. Closed-in lease offered to highly qualified customers on approved credit by Volkswagen.
Season to be shopping for everyone else but yourself. Do you ever treat yourself? Like, right now is the time to do it, because you know why? Sleep Train Mattress Centers, they're triple choice.
I'm
feel niggas. AK-47 lock and loaded, bout to kill niggas. Huh? Now what you say? I'm about to kill niggas. Huh? Now what? Fuck them, they can eat a bunch of cops. I'ma move this white shit. All you did was punch the clock. Nobody arrested. All they did was rush the block. Do it for my realies, cause they the ones that feel me. The God called for me, or one of these niggas kill me. As far as the rap game go, I'm the Achilles. Last man standing, quick flipping, fast ramming. My back against the wall, what I do? Blast cannon, premeditated. I already planned it. I let you see the barrel burn it to your eye. It's assault if he live, but it's murder if he die. Fuck him. What am I? A real nigga. This coupe I'm in costs a quarter mil, nigga. Niggas hating. I feel niggas. AK-47 lock and loaded, about to kill niggas. Huh? Now what you say? I'm about to kill niggas.
Check this out, it's the Soul Brother number one, Pete Rock.
Wishing y'all a blessed holiday season.
Right here on Backspin, Sirius XM.
What? You didn't know Christmas went hip hop? Check the clock and let the jingle bells rock.
So get with it. Is New Year's hip hop? Is that a separate song? Do we need to learn about that? Well, you kind of get into it. Kind of leave me hanging there a little bit.
Let Let the jingle bells rock. Let the jingle bells rock.
Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick, 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 quick. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick, 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 quick. Sometimes I rhyme slower, sometimes I rhyme quick. I'm sweeter and thicker than a Chico stick. Here's an ice cream cone, honey, take the lick. I go to Bay Plaza and catch a flick. Want my Timberland boots so I can stomp the kicks. Scandalous, get a whiff of this mess. Just left the yard, boy, now I'm blessed. I feel good, per se, good state of mind. Drive a red Sterling.
St. Nick, wait, Christmas is hip-hop.
She got the best of me. What was her destiny? Maybe I should lick her with my 9mm. My mind is in a blur, cause you can...
Oh, this traffic. This is unfortunate.
We were inseparable, no one could see.
Unpleasant.
At least that's what I thought, but later I fought with a substance and almost ended up in Supreme Court. When I was on the road doing shows, hitting ends, she was in my...
Extreme disappointment.
And even when she crashed my whip, I didn't flip. My man Slick Nick said, smooth, you're starting to slip. Time went on. Riding the white horse, at first she said no. Then she said, yo, Snow, I'm sorry, but I keep having visions of snow, I need blow. And I said, whoa, little hottie, I'm not DeLorean, Gambino, or Gotti. I don't deal coke. And for you, heaven, I won't tell you the
fuck.
And we
don't know. Yeah,
and
okay.
Months, she came home and I let her back in. And now she's sniffing again. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick.
Hold it now.
Full name of that fucking thing. Look, I don't know a fucking damn thing about Ghost in the Shell. I don't know what it's about. I don't know what the story. I don't know what Standalone Complex is. Is it like a? Is it a retelling of the events of Ghost in the Shell? Is it a sequel? I don't know. I don't know. But I feel like there's probably more stuff in Ghost in the Shell that would be interesting to turn into a video game than, like, this extremely standard team-based first-person shooter. I don't understand. Like, there's no, like, shouldn't there be anime flips and slides and fucking wild shit? Instead, it's like, pick a character class and you'll have an ability. If you pick the lady, it's stealth camo. If you pick the guy, he's got an arm that can launch rockets. But you can only use those when the meter is full. And you fill the meter by killing people. I just would assume that Ghost in the Shell has more going for it than, like, a team of mercenaries shooting a team of robots or a team of, like, bandits or something like that. Because the enemy team all look the same. You don't see what characters they've picked. They just look like generic bad guys, like America's Army or something. And they've got real-world weapons in it, so it's just like, you want an M4? You can put a silencer on it, and that, you know, will make it harder for you to be detected, and you can move a little slower. Like, yeah, like a lot of stuff comes with, like, movement penalties. So it's just like, here's this, like, you know, loadout based first person shooter where you unlock scopes and barrels and stuff for the guns, and then the character you're playing dictates, like, an ability that you have, and most of the abilities don't seem like that game changing. And I look at it like, surely there must be more interesting parts of Ghost in the Shell to base a video game on than wherever this came from. I don't know. It's like this weirdly standard thing that just, like, you hear about a first-person shooter set in the Ghost in the Shell universe, like, even not knowing about them. And again, maybe that's because I don't know anything about Ghost in the Shell. Maybe it's just super boring. But I don't. It doesn't read, it doesn't play, it doesn't make sense. I look at it and go like, what? Why? Okay. Who thought? Okay, so, like, when I'm on the lobby screen waiting for the game to load, in a tiny window, anime is happening, you know? And it's just like people are fighting or something. It's like a little anime fight happening. And you're just like, oh, anime, okay. Well, okay. But that's kind of it. It's just like this tiny window. and you can vault over things. That's as like fancy as the movement seems to get. Like, hey, if you hold forward and hit space, you'll leap over this, you know, waist-high obstacle. Like, all right. Why? Okay, yeah, that's cool. That's great. Cool. And if you have, like, so your ability has two levels. So if you fill it up to, like, level one, you can use it. But if you fill it up to level two, a lot of the abilities can be shared with your teammates. So if you wait for the meter to fill up all the way, then your teammates can hit a button and get, like, a level one effect. So you get, like, level two stealth, and they all get level one stealth if you wait, you know? That's, like, the one thing. And that's, like, it's skill sync, your brain, cyber... They talk a lot about cyber brain. We need to calibrate your cyber brain! Yes, calibrate my cyber brain. But other than, like, a little bit of goofy fucking lingo like that, I don't understand. It kind of makes me want to watch Ghost in the Shell to see if it's just, like, this generic combat thing. I don't understand. Like, if you were faced with a license for what I think is a beloved anime, like, it must have other things going on in it than fucking 5-on-5 objective-based multiplayer shooting, right? Or 8-on-8 or whatever it is. I don't get it. Like, in one of the objective modes, like, the objective is a fucking, like, some kind of spider tank. But, you just shoot it. It's, like, it's not, like, out and about on the field doing stuff. It's just kind of there. Shooting at you a little bit, but... Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't... I don't get it. Like, it seems okay. It's just like, alright, well, here's a shooter, and you can unlock all this stuff, or I could pay real money to get in-game currency to buy scopes and sights and shit early if I wanted to. But there's not that much stuff to buy, and... I don't know. It's in early access, so maybe there's more coming, but it just seems strange.
Still sporting a beanie, the shadiest nigga when a clip. Cool. wanna see me cast. I slide my notes on, let my khaki sing. Plus I can again, be me. Run away, go get your punk ass slayed by this H that belongs to the D's and SD gang. Fuck hunting it, I'm gang related, simple and plain, which means I can give a fuck about you niggas in this rap game. Flashy niggas get stuck up, get the fuck up. When you come around, keep your chain tucked from this 00 apostrophe, yes shit. Fuck, I feel the young lyricist, I'm real with this. Talk the talk, walk the walk, test me your wax, I'm trying to saw your whole fucking head off. Nigga, I'm platinum bound, so please shut up. And nigga, all y'all can kiss my converse like show me. When I'm coming to town,
down it.
When I'm west with bam,
down it.
Cause I ain't a hater like you, by the hell. To a nigga that's greater than you,
down it.
When you come to our town,
down it.
When we west with bam,
down it.
Cause we ain't no haters like you, by the hell. To some niggas that's greater than you.
Discretion is advised.
If you don't want to pop that pussy, please turn down your radio now.
All right, yeah, and then play the song. Talk about the song, play the song. That's the ideal. I mean, and I think it limits that that particular bumper's use.
Like a rock when you make that pussy pop. Put that pussy in the pain.
This is a tip for all the best.
And this is Backspin, Sirius XM.
Well, all right then.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kinda hard being Snoop Digo Double G, but I somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky ass shit like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's and make a few beers as I breeze through. 2 in the morning and the party's still jumping cause my mama ain't home. I got bitches in the living room getting it on and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you gonna do? Shit, I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close the door. But
for what? We don't love the party.
Yeah. So we gon' smoke a house to this. G's up, hoes down. Why you motherfuckers bounce to this? Lay back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, talking and go, sipping on gin and juice.
Lay back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my
back.
Mind.
I got me some secret gin. Everybody got their cups, but they ain't chipped in. Now this type of shit happens all the time. You gotta get yours before I gotta get mine. Everything is fine when you're listening to the DMG.
No,
I
right,
got the cultivating right. Music that be captivating
me. All
who listens to the words that I speak as I take me a drink to the middle of the street and get to mack into this bitch named Shay. She used to be the homeboy's lady. 80 degrees when I tell that bitch, please raise up all these NUTs. Did you get none of these at ease? As I mob with the dog pound, kill the breeze. B.I. Chuck J.
Rolling down the street, soaking in the dough, sipping on gin and juice.
Lay back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, soaking in the dough, sipping on gin and juice.
Lay back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Later on that day, my homie Dr. Dre came through with a gang to tango break. And a fat ass chick. The back up off a bitch and sit my down. Tango Ray and Chronic, yeah, I'm fucked up now. But it ain't no stopping, I'm still popping. Dre got some bitches from the city of Compton to serve me. Not with a cherry on top. Cause when I bust my nut, I'm raising the bar to cop. Don't get upset, girl, that's just how it goes. I don't love dope, and I'll be
rolling down the street, smoking in the dough, sipping on gin.
Lay back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in the dough, sipping on gin and juice.
Lay back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in the dough, sipping on gin and juice.
Watch.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in the dough, sipping on gin
and juice.
I don't care who's first or who last, but I know that y'all just better rock this at the drop of a dime, baby. I don't know what y'all gonna do with this, but it got to be funky. It got to be funky if you're gonna be on it. I don't care who start, I don't care what y'all do, but you got to be finished before the music is through.
Listen closely, so your attention's undivided. Many in the past have tried to do what I did. Stronger and longer, even with the trouble. I keep on going and flowing just like a river. I got a whole lot to give, so I'm a giver. Little at a time, new trails are blazing. Action is in effect, it always stays in. Yeah.
I guess I'm gonna be late. Trying to get in for a meeting. Whatever. It's one of those meetings that's in like a big wide open area, so you can always just kind of slip into the back of it. And like, oh yeah, I was there. Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. I gotta write 3 weeks worth of radio stuff this week to account for the breaks and all that. And I don't fucking know what to even write about. It's kind of nothing left coming out, you know? So it's like,
and never would I ever condone fighting in any form. Your only warmth that first wants to calm.
You know, do like year in review type stuff, but. Then we gotta shoot some stuff today. And I still have a lot of writing left to do. And some other work stuff that I need to take care of. And at some point this week I need to file all my expenses. So, yeah. Kind of turn around time to those gaming minute things. We record them usually Wednesday, and they are on the air by Friday, I think. Friday night, Saturday morning, I think is when they're technically in whatever the syndicate, the syndication system for people to use. Might be earlier than that. Might be like Thursday night, Friday morning, something like that. But. And then I just have to find the time to update that RSS feed a little more frequently. I got it back up to date. I think it's up to date right now, but sometimes it'll be like, oh shit, there are four of these. I need to put these up. So it's a little more erratic than it should be.
Escalate. caught a bitch down bread truck. Got a big arm target. Called over for a spare truck. All these niggas never scared us. All these niggas never ran up. Bitches trying to put the head on. Niggas trying to put the feds on. Niggas trying to take meds on. Everything for the players on. Niggas sunny like Arizona. Gunshot just for saying something. Spraying shit like aerosol. You a foul in this fair ball. Nigga can't reach the goal. Keep shooting down air ball. Watch out, little bitch. Watch out, little bitch. Watch out, little bitch. Watch out, little bitch. You getting mad?
I am getting mad.
I'm getting rich.
Oh, that makes me even madder.
I'm getting rich. Watch out, little bitch.
Two Chainz is getting rich. I'm so mad.
Watch out, little bitch. Step on. Hey, watch out, little bitch. You getting mad?
E-cigs, they call it vapor, but it's toxic aerosol. That's what the side of that bus said. Toxic aerosol.
Bitch, tell off the lot. You know I'm coming straight out the block. You know I'm coming straight out the top. Shorty say she won't buy me. Cause I told her to leave and call her a thot. You can like it or not.
Damn.
I'm coming straight out the pot.
Damn.
Still got some egg in my stock. Nigga, I ain't got a lot. Nigga, I ain't got a try. You waving that thing in the sky? We waving that thing at your body. We waving that thing at your eye. Look at the watch on my wrist. Got him all watching my wrist. Told that little bitch I bad. Nigga, watch the assist. I run the trail like the marathon. You niggas softer than silicone. You know what it's like when the feeling gone. I know what it's like when the ceiling gone. I had to sit down with Farrakhan. Turn the White House to the Terradon. I used to serve in the Chevron. I used to show my necklace on.
Watch out, little bitch. Watch out, little bitch. Watch out, little bitch.
You getting mad? I'm getting rich. You getting mad? I'm getting rich. Watch out, little bitch. Watch out, little bitch. Watch out, little bitch. Hey, watch out, little bitch. You getting mad? I'm getting rich. You getting mad?
I am angry at 2 Chainz' wealth gathering techniques.
Hip Hop Nation is where you'll discover new music.
New music. We play it first.
Damn you, 2 Chainz. Are we out of good fucking rap names? This guy's name would appear to be Lil Bill Swavey. Lil Bill Swavey on the microphone. Hi. Hey there, it's Lil Bill. Not it. No, not Ill Bill. No, that's that one was taken. Lil Bill. Lil Bill Swavey. You know me. Well, now we're in the tunnel, so Lil Bill Swavey's message of hope will have to wait.
4 minutes till this meeting starts. I'm in the tunnel. Tell me, Lil Bill, tell me. Y'all indifferent about that shit, or question marks? The license plate frame on this Kia Optima, the top above the plate says adapt. Below it says gold-blooded, with the word gold in white, you'd think it would be gold, and blooded in red, gold-blooded. Fashion, huh? Oh, good. Nothing says good fashion like a fucking beat-up, shitty-looking license plate frame. You let me do it again, do it again. whole hook to this song is people saying or singing the word what. It is the most mid to late 90s song. Sounds like DMX missed a court date and is a wanted man again. Changes again in about 6 seconds.
I want a girl with extensions in her hair, bare earrings, at least two pair, a Fendi bag and a bad attitude. That's all I need to get me in a good mood. She can walk with a switch and talk with street slang. I love it when a woman ain't scared to do a thing. Standing at the bus stop, sucking on a lollipop. Once she gets bumping, it's hard to make the hottie stop. She likes to dance to the rap jam. Sweet as brown sugar with the candy yams. Honey-coated complexion, using cafe. Let's hear it for the girls from around the way. That's why I had to dedicate at least one rhyme to all the cuties in the neighborhood. Cause if I didn't tell you, then another brother would. You're sweet like sugar with your gangster talk. Wanna eat you like a cookie when I see you walk. With your rayon silk, or maybe even denim. It really doesn't matter as long as you're in them. You can break hearts and manipulate minds, or surrender, act tender, be gentle and kind. You always know what to say to do. Cold flip when you think your man is playing you. Not cheap or petty, you're ready for loving. So your parents be bugging. But if you ever need a place to stay, come around my way. And all the brothers on the basketball court. Going to the movies with your homegirl's crew. While a businessman in suits be hawking you. Baby hair pumping, lip gloss shining. I think you're in the mood for whining and dining. So we can go out and eat somewhere. We got a lot of private jokes to share. Lisa, Angela, Pamela, Renee. I love you. You're from around the way.
That's great. I gotta go. Try to slip into the back of this room for whatever this meeting is. Have a good day. See ya.